This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, joined by John Squires. And John, brand new Bloxage Field, turf field, stands are up. Folks can take a look at the photos on our website. But for a long time, Swampscott native, this has got to be pretty exciting.
Yeah, everybody seems to be pretty pumped up. And not only is the football going to be playing there, all sports are going to play there for the first time. I'm sure Bondi's rolling over.
These guys are not after John, by the way. they're going right by. And so I think, phew, we're okay.
We escaped that one, Bill. But, yeah, Bondi would be rolling over in his grave if he found out other sports were being there. But in this year, in the 2000s, 2017, high school sports draw on all their fields. And that's going to be great for the Swampscott field. It's going to be a turf field. They've been trying to get it for years. All sports are going to be there. I think the dedication is going to be around the 9th of September. The first home game is going to be against Triton on a Saturday, the 16th. And everybody seems to be pretty enthused about that. It looks great. I was down there. The field looks spectacular. They just put up the stands this week. They're only going to be in one side like the Manning Field, but it looks spectacular.
And I know the one-sided stands, that's all part of the reimbursement piece or money. It's a money issue. It's unlike the old days where you could spring for stands on both sides. It's not always the case. So. But there are other new fields in the area as well. The prep field is coming together as well.
Oh, I was up there just the other day riding by there, and the prep field looks spectacular. Not only do they have a football field and a great practice field where they play their games while they're resurfacing and putting the new turf field in, but they have a spectacular field house up there. And very few people probably know that much about it, but, I mean, what a venue for high school sports as far as tournaments, home games, and the facilities are spectacular. And then Winthrop's also building a new turf field. I've been over there, and they're in the infancy stages. They're going to be playing on the road again as they did last year, but hopefully their goal, Coach Driscoll, would like to have their home Thanksgiving this year and like to have the Thanksgiving football field and have it done by then. I know they're working hard on it, providing the weather. Hopefully they'll have it Thanksgiving morning.
What do we know, John, about some of the football teams and what they're doing in the summer to get ready for the fall? I know there was that 7-on-7 league over at Bishop Fenwick, which has been going on now for a number of years. And I suppose, is that a barometer for what's to come in the fall, so to speak?
You know, I think it is, Bill. That's probably one of the best 7-on-7s tournaments they have. Steve Dombowski, who really started this whole idea of the 7-on-7 practice and scrimmages and so forth, directs that. And it turned into a New England-wise final tournament. And I think last year they might have played down towards Foxborough. But I know they have winners and they move on in the stages. But for the North Shore, that's a real barometer of what's going to happen. And some of the teams, the feedback that I got, and some of the surprise teams, and we'll be talking more in later in the month about our football preview show, talking about high school teams, but Swampscott looked very strong, and they're hoping to have a stronger year this year. They went 4-1 in the tournament, which is real, real good. They went into the semifinals, I think. Bishop Fenwick did very well. Both Lynn teams did very well, Lynn English and Lynn Classical. I know Lynn Classical has a new coach this year, and they're pretty enthusiastic, great tradition over there, but both of those teams did well. And then, of course, St. Mary's are not playing it, but we'll talk about them down the road. But St. Mary's, I think, is going to be very strong. But those four teams, Swampscott, Lynn Classical, both Lynn English, Lynn Classical, and Bishop Fenwick did very well in that. And it is a barometer because you have all your specialty positions, and they get a chance to see live competition against strong athletes, and their quarterbacking and receivers are very important nowadays in high school football.
I know we're getting excited. It's not that long. When August turns, the calendar turns to August, all of a sudden the Patriots in training camp. There's a lot of college football talk and so on nationally, maybe not so much around here. And then, of course, the high schools are not that far away. Tom Brady celebrating his 40th birthday. I mean, this is just huge football kind of stuff going on.
Not only Tom Brady, my daughter's got a birthday today, too. I'm going to shout out to her, my daughter Lindsay. So that's a big day, too. And I know Tom Brady was all over ESPN this morning. And, of course, they're saying he's got one more year and that's it. But, yeah, high school football is still not you know how I feel about high school football in the North Shore. We talked about this last year. I think it's a great, great spectator sport as well as great for kids. It's a great team-building activity. It's great for involvement, the whole school, and so forth. So I'm really excited about the upcoming season. I think seriously, you're going to see a much higher caliber of stronger teams on the North Shore this year. Not that the conference was down last year, and let's specifically talk about the Northeastern Conference, but other than Marblehead, Beverly, and Danvers, everybody else kind of struggled or tried to put the pieces together. But I think you're going to see a lot of parity in the Northeastern Conference this year.
Well, that would be great. I'd love to see that. Of course, we're excited at the website here, as we'll have live video games this year, as well as our radio games and many other things as well, plus a video football show we're going to be debuting this fall as well. So, John, maybe one other sport. Baseball is played a lot, I know, in the summertime here. But you following the Little League stuff, are you?
Yeah, I was following it, Bill. I saw a couple games and so forth. Congratulations to Gloucester. Gloucester won their district for the first time in 24, 25 years, and they did very well. In fact, they were one game shy of going to Bristol. They lost in the state finals. They were undefeated, and I followed them quite extensively. They had a great run down there, and I know Timmy Kearns went down to see some of the teams, some of the games and so forth, so we're going to have to listen to him and how great they are and so forth, but we can do that on a ride to Foxborough or wherever we're going to end up sometime, that's letting Tim know that we will be talking about that. But they did very well. There's also that semi-pro league where the champions of Peabody and the Phillies and the North Shore Sox and Swampscott Sox playing, and they have a lot of local talent playing in that, and that's doing very well. The Navigators are getting ready for their hopefully the end of the season. They're finishing up, and haven't been following very closely, but this is the real big baseball area around here. The Lynn programs are doing very, very well in the Babe Ruth, in the lower levels, in the Little League and so forth. I know West Lynn, one of the West Lynn teams just won the Babe Ruth championship for a first time. So there's a lot of talent around here, and baseball is big on the North Shore in June and July.
And just that we have the North Shore Baseball League, we do have their tournament schedule, the ones posted in our North Shore Today post, and obviously the Navigators, as you just pointed out, they conclude the regular season on Sunday, but they have some home games this week as well to wrap it up. And we have a post on that with that schedule if you just dive back a little bit further on our website from earlier this week. And finally, I just want to ask you about that. You talk about Swampscott tradition. I think I have this right. We've talked about Swampscott football tradition, but Swampscott Little League tradition, isn't there? There's some great history there, right?
Well, there really is. They won from 1978 to 1983. They won 5 out of 7 state championships. They didn't go to Bristol at that time. They used to go to Newburgh, New York, and the winner would move on to Williamsport. They won 5 state championships, and there was a lot of success here. And then Coach Steve Fleece inherited that, and they did very well in the high school their progress in tournaments and so forth. But there were a lot of great players. They did very, very well. Some of the coaches that were involved in those days were Al Cerrone and Andy Holmes and Al Dorati. Those were big Swampscott names. Later down the road, Bill Buffalino and Victor LeBlanc. Dick O'Neill, they had some great teams, and I was just researching that the other day. They were state champs 78, 73, 74, 78, 79, I think 83, and that's a pretty good run for state championships. And all five, one of those teams with Paul Moran, lost to the eventual winner of Bristol, who went on to the World Series and lost in the American Championship. So they did a real good job, and it was a lot of fun.
John, that's such an impressive answer, because, folks, we did not rehearse that question. I mean, that we didn't talk about this before, so well prepared. Yeah. I wonder if I could spring something else on you here. Maybe not. But
give it a shot, Bill.
I don't know. I can't come up with one. All right, but John, we'll talk again soon. But great insights, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Bill.
All right. John Squire is with us. I'm Bill Newell, and this is MSONewsSports.com.